So hello everybody and welcome. This is Lizzie and Justin, and we are here again for another week of Turning Towards Life, which is a third space. I was going to say third case, Lizzie. I don't know why I was going to say that. Third space podcast and conversation, and you are all so welcome to be with us. And we're diving straight in. Lizzie, thank you for bringing a wonderful and very mysterious source for us to talk about as a leaping off point for our conversation this week.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah, it's lovely to be here, and I'm here again with this and like in the forest kind of thing. We were sitting in here the other day, and a deer just started walking past. And because we're kind of, I don't think it could see us, we just watched it nibbling on the tree. So it's like kind of living in a forest. It's very sweet in this kind of little glass thing. That's if you're watching on video, you'll be able to see it. But if you're listening, I'm sitting in a kind of glass box, kind of nestled in a forest, which is on the edge of a quite a little cabin that we're in. And next week I'll be back in the straightforward little box office in my house in London. So this source is by the wonderful Marianne Woodman, and she has this book called Coming Home to Myself, which is kind of short snippets of wonderfulness. And this is one of the snippets. And it goes like this. The self, that's with a big S, if you're not reading the source directly, the self pushes the neglected forward for recognition. The self pushes the neglected forward for recognition. Do not disregard it. It holds energy of highest value. It is the gold in the dung. Do not disregard the dung.
Thanks, Lizzie. As always, I'm going to read it again. And for all of you who are with us, if you want to see this source, you can always find it in the show notes. You can find it on our turningtowards.life website. You can sign up for weekly email there and you get the source there. It's with the YouTube, it's everywhere. So this is from Coming Home to Myself by Marianne Woodman. The self pushes the neglected forward for recognition. Do not disregard it. It holds energy of highest value. It is the gold in the dung. Do not disregard the dung.
Thanks, Justin. So, as you're reading, Justin, the thought that's coming to me is one that I think we've talked about often, which is that the story we tell about things really matters. How we're interpreting what's happening really matters to human life. And to me, this is an brilliant story for how come or what's happening when things are here that we don't really like. There's something bigger than liking and disliking our experience. And to me, this speaks of that. So there's something intelligent that is, as this passage says, it pushes the neglected forward for recognition. So there's some power in us, in our lives, that wants things to come forward in order for us to look at what the gold is inside of it. And I find this extraordinarily hopeful and a wonderful story to live by. That in my life, there is an intelligent big S self. There's my essence, there's my who-ness, my Lizziness that is interested in me deepening, is interested in my life becoming more filled with who I am. And in order for that to be true, these neglected parts will be put in my hands in order for them to be held and for this highest value energy to be part of my life. And I think that this self can be brought forth in relationships. So recently for me, there's a relationship that has brought some really difficult, painful, kind of historical stuff forward that has really encouraged me to look and feel in places that I really haven't gone before. And maybe that's something, or it is something that I have neglected, not necessarily consciously, but that I haven't been reflecting on, I haven't been thinking about, I haven't had in my ordinary everyday consciousness. And so somehow I'm feeling the design of my life, that it's purposeful that that got brought forward and it's now mine to hold, and I can't unsee it and I can't unfeel it. And now it's shedding light on various patterns that are happening. And I still don't know what to do with it. You know, I'm still going, oh, I can see something, I can feel something, but it's slightly hidden, but it's here, and I can't undo that. It's present now. And I'm really grateful for this because it says how it's basically it's normal. You know, it's normal for a neglected something to become present and to feel like it's here and wanting to be dealt with or seen or held. And that's what my self with the big S is interested in having happen, is that these things do get brought forward and they want to be recognized and they want to be seen and they want to be integrated and allowed so that my life is more whole in a way.
It's wonderful hearing you talk about all of this, Lizzie, and I realize I could sit and listen to you continue for a long time. You have so much to say on this. And I really benefit from hearing it. And even noticing that is for me bringing an angle on what you're saying and this very wonderful piece of writing that was. As always, when we share sources with one another, Lizzie, and we do it a few days before, I've been sitting with it for a while and finding myself more in the mystery and not understanding it than anything else. And now some things are starting to come forward. So there's a thing that people sometimes say that on one level I think has a lot of wisdom in it, and another level I really often disagree with it. I'll say what it is in a moment, and what you're saying in this piece is giving me some new insight into it. Which is when we say, oh, everything happens for a reason. Or we say, life brings us just the curriculum that we need in order for our learning. The part of me that pushes back against that are all the terribly unfair and unjust and cruel and random things that happen in our lives that really have seem to have it's very hard to find any to give them to say they happen for a reason is can be too in a way be very disrespectful of the difficulty of living a life. And then you look at it the other way and say, well, maybe whatever happens to us, like whatever happens between us in this conversation, there's even lots of things are happening for me in this conversation, or whatever happens in a relationship that's bringing up lots of new things and experiences like you were talking about. Or I'm thinking about a couple of situations where which I'm in, which are really bringing forward parts of me that I'm less familiar with and very strong feelings, and a lot of it has often got to do with things I don't want to have happen. I notice this in me. So, you know, something's happening and I don't want it to happen. What I started to see from listening to you was that regardless of what it is that's happening and whether or not I think there's meaning to the thing that's happening or a reason for to the thing that's happening, what's always happening is my response to it. And there's a piece of advice that's sometimes given to us, which is something like, well, you can't always control the weather, but you can make the weather inside you. And I think that, again, it's another version of the same thing that I sort of object to in a way, which is that there's a lot of truth in it, but I know I can't control the weather in me. Things keep on being brought forward all the time. And sometimes I've got some way of soothing parts of me or shifting my mood. Yes, I have lots and lots of agency, but I'm really taken by this idea that sometimes what's going on is the self is pushing the neglected forward for recognition. Like this feeling of longing, or this feeling of fear, or this feeling of joy, or this feeling of confusion, or this idea that came forward, or this sense that something's been nagging at me for a long time. They're not all in my conscious control. And so to start to see that what's happening in any of these situations, what I'm trying to reach for here is something that's a little bit tricky to say. It's sort of like there's not so much of a separation between the outside and the inside of us. Things keep on happening on the outside, and things keep on happening on the inside in response to what's happening on the outside. And we're not completely in control of the things that are happening on the inside. So what do we do in response to that? Do we try and shut it all down, or do we just get, bowled over by what goes on the inside? Or this, which is what's coming up on the inside, is something that is being brought forward by a deeper wisdom that is, you called it your Lizziness, and it might be my Justiness, but I also think it's shared, that says don't disregard this thing that's coming forward. It might be difficult, it might be confusing, but it holds energy of the highest value, and there's gold in it, even if it's something you really don't want or you really don't understand. I think that's where I've been trying to get to, and what I've been saying, this is a whole other way of looking at the arisings inside us. And then it calls on curiosity and wonder and observation and care and inclusion, rather than maybe a more simplistic pattern of aversion, sort of welcome and aversion, like I like it or I don't like it, which is one of the things that you were saying.
Also, Justin, what's arising here for me is that no matter how hard I try, I don't think I can disregard things. Like, I just think it's unrealistic to think that you can just go, boom, that's. Even when you're doing that, it's still here. And so, what I can feel in me is all of the. There's an intelligence to this selfness, this shared something you're talking about too, I think, which brings us things as we're ready for them or something. And being in relationship to that and wondering, and like you said, this amazing word, I love it, that, being curious about something is really different than disregarding something as if it's nothing. And anything that has got any value in it, I don't feel like it really goes away anyway, even if we think it's gone away. It will come back. And as humans, we're forever, I think, encountering the return of things. Oh my gosh, I'm having this argument again, or I'm having this fight with myself again, or I'm doubting myself at this point in the program again, or in this point in a delivery of something again. Here I am again. These things, they just come back around again. And I think that's also another way of speaking about something being brought forward that's being neglected, isn't any pattern that we can see as well. And how relieving it is to know that those things can be held and could be wandered into, and that they could have gold inside of them. Because so often it just feels like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm dealing with this thing again. And we can, it is possible that we can breathe and welcome and see what's here. And I'm really grateful for that, because otherwise it feels like stuckness forever with the same things again and again and again and again. And if I have this story about it, that there's things being pushed forward for recognition, I think as humans, we can easily recognize things. We can name things. We have language. We have a way of putting words to experiences if we practice and if we are in relationship with one another. And we can welcome things. And that feels like such a less kind of punishing way to live than playing whack the rat, that game at the fairground where like something comes up and you just do everything you can to smack it away or push it down or pretend it's not there. And, but it's like, in order to live like that, it feels like we have to be so vigilant and so ready to get rid of something the minute it comes up. And I can already, like, even in that story of the whack the rat story, I can feel the tension in my body already, which is such a different life than, oh, that word curiosity. Let me just keep cultivating that curiosity. Whatever is here, can I hold it? Can I welcome it? Can I be in relationship around it? And can I find language as best I can? I mean, so many times I'm just fumbling around for experience to be named, and I never, maybe never do it justice. I don't know, but I try, and in the trying, there's relief. There's a kind of the breath around it all, rather than a holding it together and pushing it away, which feels like a kind of pressure cooker or something. If I'm in that way of disregarding things and pushing them away and pretending things aren't happening or banishing them to somewhere so that they can never come out again, I really do think that those parts, those neglectednesses, they want to be welcomed. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here.
It's very, it seems to me it's so helpful. It implied very, very strongly in what you're saying to treat what we experience as if it was filled with gold, even if what we experience is very, very unwelcome. So the, I don't mean the, again, I want to, I'm trying to be really, really nuanced in this. If you do something to me, which I know you wouldn't, but if you did something to me that was awful, then I'm not saying that the awfulness that you're bringing to me I should welcome and be grateful for. N not for a moment. I might want to push back at it. I might want to argue with it. I might want to, there might be injustice in it, all that. But then there's the experience that happens in me because of whatever's happening. That. And that's what you're drawing our attention to so beautifully, it seems to me, Lizzie, that what we do with that really matters. And we can try and push it away as if it's my job to get rid of all the experiences inside me that I don't like and that aren't welcome and to banish them, or as if I even could. Or we can treat, and here coming back to Marianne Woodman's words, we can treat the experiences that arise in us as being brought forward with a great kind of wisdom. I'm feeling this. I may really hate it, but the worst thing I can do is to disregard it. And the other thing, the worst thing I can do is just to take it just for, at face value is what it is. Yeah, I might feel really angry, and I may or may not want to do something with that anger, and it may be dung. I think this is the thing. It may be that what it needs, it what the anger is about to become something else. And that there's something hidden inside it. So, what a gift it is to treat the experiences that arise inside us as if they're being brought to us, laid out in front of us with great wisdom. And then knowing that I'm not the experience. So this is also very important. I'm not that experience. I'm experiencing that experience, which then gives me the opportunity to be in response to it. I can include it or wonder about it or find out what it's asking of me or see that it has some wisdom in it, or maybe just give it a chance to relax and rest and step back, all of that. And that brings us in con. So all of those orientations bring us in contact with not just the experience, but with self with a capital S, which is where all of this leads, which is I'm not just my anger or my grief or my disappointment or my joy or my longing, or I'm all of those. But I'm also the self with a capital S that is bringing all of this forward. And it seems to me that that's really important to know about ourselves, is that there's something of us that we can really trust and lean into that helps us to unfold and deepen and widen because of all the experiences we're having, welcome or unwelcome.
Yeah, I love
Gosh,
this
am I grateful
distinction.
to be back, led back to that place, Lizzie.
Yeah, and I love this distinction you're making about this being in reference to what's happening inside of us. So it really matters that this is in the context of what's arising in our experience. It's not writing about what's kind of happening in the world, as it were. It's writing. So when I talk about a relationship I'm in where things are coming up, I'm taking responsibility for the way I'm experiencing it, which is probably entirely different to the way the other person's experiencing it. That's their business. But my business is what's happening inside of me in response. Because when I look at the world, everyone's responding entirely different to arguably the same thing. I can be in a queue somewhere and somebody's literally losing the plot because of the queue. And I'm really curious about how the person's coping at the checkout, given that there's this big queue, and what must they be feeling and thinking, oh, is there anything I can do to, go in a different queue? It's like everybody is experiencing the world so differently. And so if that's true, which it just is by just watching that everyone's experiencing the world differently, this invitation for Marianne Woodman is to do with my particular path. Like my particular inner responses to what's happening in the world, inside my relationships, inside my life. And I think that's why it feels so freeing to me, because it is a different thing for everyone. And I think that's one of the attributes of our sources, Justin, is that we choose sources that feel like they have some universality about them. Like they're not particular to some version of life or something. They're not advocating for something particular. They are in some way inviting us into an inquiry that anyone could be in if they wanted to be, literally anyone. So the nature of our sources and the nature of this source is like, well, how can I work with this given what my story is and what my past is and what my relationships are like and what the circumstances of my life are like. This can be applicable anywhere. And I think that's I often reflect on why do we choose the sources that we choose? And I think it's because they're really inclusive. They allow anyone to be reflective inside of them and to take some powerful, how to say it, to feel some power. To hold our life in our hands, our own hands, and to be able to work with our lives rather than feel like we're this kind of pressure cooker of things building up and there's no way of talking about it or thinking about it that has any kind of freedom or liberation or space inside of it. And that's what I'm really appreciating in this moment. And that distinction that you made about it not being that there's gold out there or something, but that there's gold inside of our experiences that we can hold and look at and feel. And I think you and I have done enough reflection to feel really confident that when things are there that feel really difficult, so far in my inquiry, there has always been gold. There has never been anything that's been outside of that story yet. And sometimes it takes longer because something's really horrible, but it's possible. And very, very likely that there's something in our inner experience that's leading us home in some way. So, Justin, I want to thank you for being here and for being confused. And I love it that that's possible, this kind of confusion and openness and wondering between us. And I want to thank Marianne Woodman and thank this book for existing, for kind of calling me into reflection and wondering. It's a very powerful, wonderful thing, this book. And yeah, I'm grateful for everyone being here and everyone being willing to listen and be part of this. And as usual, please be in touch. Anybody, if you wanted to email us, hello at turningtowards.life. We would love to hear from you and feel how this has impacted you or is impacting you. And we'll see you next week for another source chosen by Justin.
Thanks, Lizzie. Thanks, everyone.